President, since this is the first time Ukrainian delegation has taken floor under your presidency, I would like to extend our congratulations upon the assumption of your duties and wish you every success in this endeavor. The topic we are discussing today, the cessation of the arms race and nuclear disarmament, is becoming increasingly critical. Unfortunately, the importance of this issue escalates daily as the focus of the state discussions shifts from pursuing multilateral nuclear disarmament and the elimination of the nuclear weapons to the possibilities of nuclear conflict. Distinguished delegates, as we speak about exploring possible commonalities to accelerate practical steps on nuclear disarmament, the Russian Federation continues to attack peaceful cities of Ukraine with bombs and other artillery with impunity, and occupying the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, threatening not only nuclear safety and security of Ukraine, but the whole Europe. Since the very beginning of its war of aggression against Ukraine, Russia has been increasing the level of alert of its nuclear forces, using its irresponsible nuclear rhetoric and nuclear blackmail as a tool in its war against my country. Moreover, with its nuclear coercion, Russia is currently speculating about the possibility of unilateral revision of the borders, not only of Ukraine, but also regarding some other region, including Baltic region countries. All Russian action, such as deployment of Russian nuclear weapon in non-nuclear Belarus, which adopted the military doctrine that contemplates the use of nuclear weapons as a preventing deterrence measure, Russian decision to suspend participation in the New START treaty and revoke its ratification of the CTBT contradicts with the basic principles of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons and show Russia's distrustful guise of the country which undermined the global nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament efforts. Therefore, as the first practical steps on the way to global nuclear disarmament is to ensure reliable deterrence against the aggressor state to prevent further deterioration by Russia of the nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation architecture. Distinguished delegates, the urgency of our collective work is apparent now when Iran's non-compliance with its commitments under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and escalation of its nuclear program remain unaddressed. In this regard, we urge Iran to fulfill its commitments and provide to International Atomic Energy Agency assurance of the peaceful nature of its nuclear program. Ukraine remains seriously concerned about the advancement of North Korea's nuclear and missile activities, including its repeated ballistic missile launches and escalatory rhetoric on the use of nuclear weapons. Such activities pose a serious challenge to the international community. We also call on the DPRK to abide by all relevant UN Security Council resolutions and return at an early date to full compliance with the NPT as a non-nuclear weapon state and IAEA safeguards. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, the path toward the progress in the field of disarmament with the ultimate goal of establishing a nuclear weapon-free world is more challenging now than ever. That is why it is our responsibility to spare no efforts to realize our common goal and maintain and strengthen the NPT, which is the cornerstone for international disarmament and non-proliferation regime. In this regard, my delegation emphasizes the need for reaching progress towards the full implementation of Article 6, including through the overall reduction in the global stockpile of nuclear weapons. We also recognize the important role of the IAEA in coordinating international efforts to facilitate the peaceful use of nuclear energy worldwide and to secure a nuclear non-proliferation regime. Our delegation supports the efforts of the agency in the universalization of its safeguards implementation mechanism. Ukraine reemphasizes the importance of immediate ratification by all states of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which remains one of the key legal elements of the global nuclear security architecture. Ukraine views as a matter of priority to support the immediate commencement and early conclusion of negotiations in the conference on the disarmament of a treaty banning the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons or other explosive devices in accordance with the document CD/1299 and the mandate contained therein. Pending the entry into force of such treaty, Ukraine calls on all relevant states to declare or maintain moratorium on fissile material production for the aforementioned purposes. As a country that declared a non-nuclear weapon status, making a historic contribution to achieving the world without nuclear weapons, Ukraine reiterates its strong commitment to the complete and irreversible nuclear disarmament and is determined to continue its efforts to accelerate practical steps on global nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament. We are convinced only by integrating effective disarmament measures in a transparent and irreversible manner, responsible engagements with armed controls framework, as well as building a system of mutually reinforcing instruments, the international community can create a more comprehensive and effective strategy for nuclear disarmament, ultimately moving towards a world free of nuclear weapons. I thank you.